This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN General Assembly voted overwhelmingly on Tuesday to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza in a strong demonstration of global support for ending the Israel-Hamas war.
Resolution A/ES10/L27 has been adopted.
The vote in the 193-member world body was 153 in favor, 10 against, and 23 abstentions. Unlike Security Council resolutions, General Assembly resolutions are not legally binding. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As heavy fighting in Gaza continues, humanitarian organizations warn of a growing crisis in the Gaza Strip with the onset of winter. VOA's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip is growing increasingly dire, according to aid organizations working there. They say they have stopped much of their aid distribution efforts in southern Gaza because Israeli airstrikes and ground operations aimed at Hamas make it too dangerous. Medical professionals say the healthcare system is collapsing, and there are concerns about disease spreading, especially among an estimated 1 million children. Israeli officials say they are doing whatever they can to allow humanitarian aid to reach those who need it. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Americans his country is fighting for our freedom and yours as he made an impassioned plea for Congress to approve more assistance to fight Russia's invasion. But prospects for additional U.S. aid to Ukraine are seriously delayed, if not in grave doubt, despite his whirlwind diplomacy in Washington on Tuesday. This is VOA.